The land ceded by the tribes to the U.S. government in the 19th century treaties is huge. It includes northeastern Minnesota, almost all of northern Wisconsin, most of Lake Superior, and all of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The tribes gave up the land, but the treaties guaranteed protection of cultural and natural resources. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Director Jim Zorn says they're studying several new mining proposals now.
The Yellow Dog mine proposal near Marquette, Michigan. Now there's Urbana project a little farther west. You come over to northern Wisconsin, you have the potential of the Pinoki proposal, and you get to the Iron Range of Minnesota, and you have not only expansion of taconite mining, but you also have mining that is going to potentially transition into a sulfide mining at the Polymet.
Zorn says if these mines aren't done right, the cumulative impact could be very harmful to the ceded territory. Fond du Lac Band of Ojibwe Chairwoman Karen Diver just returned from the White House Tribal Nations Conference, where she represented upper Midwestern tribes. She told President Obama natural resources must be protected.
We have a real challenge ahead of us in balancing job creation with good environmental stewardship. No one would ever argue that tribes are anti-development, but we are smart development, and we don't want to have jobs today, but the price we pay later is that we can't drink our own water or that it causes cancer.
Diver says they need the federal government to enforce environmental laws in permitting these mines. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.